Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. This right here is the spot, the location where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp and the responses are never dull. And today we have another beautiful guest. We have Linda Robinson. She's my sister here in San Diego, California. We're going to talk about business mindset, mentoring, and her love for scuba diving, which I find very fascinating. And that beautiful smile. See, we both are very unique because we both share a gap.
True enough.
I love that. I love that. People try to get me to close my gap. Are they crazy? It's so unique. It's so unique and it's so telling. So start with the story. Tell us a little bit about you, Linda, and how you show up in the world.
Well, hi, April. Really good to see you and good to be invited to play with you here. And so for me, how I show up in the world, is that the way you put it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the best way that I show up in the world is authentically me, which is really my love of life, my love of people, my love of life, my love of being alive.
Right.
Because you know, and really empowering others to have the same, to feel totally whole and complete. See, I really believe, April, that none of us are broken. And that, you know, the problems and the challenges that we have are just, they're just kind of blips on the screen, you know. All we have to do is change the tuning.
Right. But you know what? Some people struggle to even find the tuner.
Yeah.
Because they don't identify, and you don't know what you don't know. You know,
absolutely. And, exactly. You know, which is why I really believe that everyone should have a coach.
They should. But you know what? Let's keep it 100. There's a lot of coaches that are still on the bench. There are coaches out there that sometimes they're disgruntled employees. And now for some reason they feel that they're the subject matter expert. And that they can take your life from a flicker to a flame, and they can make sure that you're getting that six figures. And, you know, but they don't understand the power of a coach. You know, when you look at world-renowned basketball players or tennis players or football players, that coach is there to help you set your mindset, to motivate you, to encourage you, not change you, but develop you. What are some of the tactics and some of the skills that you use in coaching and mentoring your clients?
Well, one thing I just want to refer to what you just said. The thing about coaching is that it's very easy to get into. Mm-hmm. And so you can take a weekend course and get a coaching certification. Now, at the academy that I teach, that isn't the case. You know, we make sure that people are world-class coaches before we give them a certification. And before we label them an accelerated evolution coach. And so, you know, we set the bar very high. So in terms of my own personal coaching, the way that we work, the accelerated evolution processes, and that's the way that that's one of my, let's say my toolbox. You know, in the toolbox, I have some incredible things and the processes that we use with accelerated evolution. I'll tell you what it does, April, is that when we're in the middle of a problem, we're tight, right?
Right.
You know, we're constricted. We have a narrow mindset. We have a narrow focus. We have an identification of it's hard or I can't or it's too much effort. Or whatever it might be, we have this identification, this mindset, this constriction. that's going on, and we have an emotional component that says, you know, I have fear or anxiety or I just can't, you know, all of those things. What these processes do is that they take us to a place. You know, you ever go away on vacation, you have like a challenge at home, and you go away on vacation, and you're away from your normal everyday life, and all of a sudden something comes to you, you know, and the answer
comes. When you said that, you just, you know, you just kind of struck a nerve, because I'm about to go on vacation and I want to leave all of this here and go to somewhere else. So I'm totally engaged in what you're saying.
Yeah. And sometimes when we go, when we're at the mountains or at the beach or in a beautiful place, and we're not in the middle of our life, sometimes that's when our best ideas come to us, you know, and our best solutions come to us. And so what these processes do, April, is they take people to a place of being higher and more expanded and more enlightened than their normal everyday living. So you're not feeling like you're in the middle of it. As a matter of fact, at the end of the processes, when we ask people, how do you feel about the problem now? The major answer that we get is people just starting to laugh. Because they're looking at it from such a different perspective that they're looking at it and they're saying, what problem? It doesn't even feel like a problem right now. It just feels like a little project.
Exactly. Because you're looking at it at the 10,000 mile helicopter view.
Exactly. You're looking at it from a perspective where all there are is solutions. And you also feel the energy, the impetus, the motivation to take those actions and those steps. And so the way that we put it is that you really can't take actions on top of charge, on top of stuckness. You have to go through it first. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's why when, you know, sometimes you strategize with somebody, let's say you're at work and you're strategizing or you're putting a really great plan into place, and then you take two steps forward and one step back. And for some reason, you still just can't quite make it. You can't quite accomplish it. And that's because you're trying to strategize, put some actions in place on top of charge. But what I mean by charge is the emotional charge that says, I can't do it, or it's hard, or life is hard, or money doesn't grow on trees, or that's great for that person, but not for me.
Right.
Or I'm not enough.
Right.
Or any of those decisions that we've made that are really leading our actions. And so until we dissolve those, we can't put a real solution into place that's going to take hold, and then we're going to have the energy and the impetus to follow through and to keep going like this instead of like this.
Right. But and ownership mm-hmm. is huge, you know, the
yes.
actualization of, you know, there's something going on. You know, I need to take action, and being still. Sometimes people just want to thrust forward instead of just idling in the moment and taking it all in, realizing the pros and the cons, looking at, you know, should I step forward? Should I stay to the side? Should I step back? That's why coaching is so influential, is because someone else is looking at it, again, from that helicopter view. They're not in the situation. They are of the situation.
So exactly.
It makes it a lot different. You know, life happens to us, for us, with us, within us, and we have to figure out where we are at those particular stages in our life. How did you become so aware and so conscious, Linda? Tell us a little bit about your history and your experience and how you evolved.
Oh, my God. Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and at 19 years old, which was a long time ago, you know, before it was even a thing, I was into yoga and meditation, and enlightenment and self-realization and really realizing that the patterns that I had in life were running me, and that my relationships were, it's like the faces changed, but the relationship was the same.
Right. I get it. And growing up in Brooklyn too, I mean, you know, that's not for chumps. I'm from LA. So, you know, you separate the wheat from the straw at a very early age.
Exactly. I mean, if you can make it there, like they say in New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And so I started at 19 years old, I started a deep spiritual search for who I am, what this life is about, how to live it to its most potential, how to make the most out of it instead of being one of the zombie-esque, you know, and living life unconsciously and unhappy. And I have such compassion for those people, you know, for people in general. But until we wake up and until we realize that life can be better and we can claim it and we can choose it, and we can have it different. We're not a victim to circumstance. You know, nobody out there is a victim. It's like everybody is an empowered individual. And all we have to do, like you said, is stop, learn, be in the moment, and make decisions from our empowered self instead of from the part of us that's fearful and our patterned self. And that's easier said than done. So,
and then you've got the naysayer on the outside, you know, the person that's programming your internal compass, or that negative self-talk, that neuro-linguistic programming. Again, like you say, I'm not good enough. I can't. I don't. Instead of waking up with the I am conversation.
Yeah.
I am powerful. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I deserve. Money does grow on trees, and I'm picking it. The manifestation, you know, and that's another thing. I talk to people a lot on my show about manifestation. They think that this is a wish list. You have to be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
True
and
enough.
Are you able to process it and receive it? Because it's not always good. A lot of times people can manifest sickness, disease, the same type of negative behaviors, drawing the same kind of negative partner in your life.
Well, that is what we manifest until we're conscious, and we manifest consciously. Otherwise, we're always manifesting. And so either we're manifesting subconsciously or we're manifesting consciously. And the way that I look at it and what I teach is manifestation with ease and flow. And so really being able to know what you want, know exactly how to get it, and not have to be pushing a boulder uphill in order to get it.
Absolutely.
Doing it with ease so that the universe, or whatever you want to call it, the higher power, the universe, they're just conspires along with you and sets the things in motion so that you meet the right people, you are at the right place at the right time, that things just collaborate so that your highest and best and what you want in terms of your potential just happens easily with flow. And that all you do is live. For me, it's like I just live in a state of gratitude.
They don't get it. I was just telling one of my kids, gratitude is latitude. It changes your attitude. Just to be grateful for every little thing, even the trials and tribulations, because those are learnings.
I love it. Yeah. And the thing with gratitude is that we look at it this way with manifestation, April, is that you can always be surfing a wave. And either you're surfing the wave of negativity, where something happens and then you keep surfing that wave. It's like, I knew it was going to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going downhill, or you're surfing the wave of wins and positivity. And how to do that is to keep on acknowledging every win.
It is, but you know what? I want to ask you two questions. I'm going to dial back to something you said just a minute ago, but I'm going to tell you it's work, Linda.
Well, it's a habit. It's work to start the habit.
Right.
It's work to put a habit into place.
Absolutely.
But once the habit's in place, it's not so much work.
Right. It becomes effortless.
It does become effortless.
You know, because I was got some negativity that's been running around in my brain. And that's why I can't wait to get on this cruise ship, girl. I'm going to let it all go. But I quickly recognized what it was and changed and reframed it.
Beautiful.
I had a choice at that time. I was like, no, this is not what this situation is. This is what the situation is, and this is how I will move forward. And I just was so calm. And now when I run across adversity, I choose calm before I accelerate to anger, annoyance, whatever. I just take a deep breath. No, I don't like it. However, this is just a temporary fix. Now, let me dial back. Mm-hmm. You said that you became aware and conscious at the age of 19. Mm-hmm. And I say this.
Well, I started on the road. Yeah.
Okay. So I say this with love because you're a beautiful woman, but we are both of a particular age. You know, back then, what did people say? You know, your friends, you know, were you kind of hippy dippy, or do they think, she's different? Because enlightenment at that time was, in conjunction, or people created parallels with being different, smoking weed.
Yeah.
LSD. They didn't really realize what that consciousness was. How did you find that, and what were the people around you saying and feeling? Were they all for it? Were they didn't understand?
So I was actually pretty fortunate that I was with a group of people that this was our jam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was eight of us, and we found each other, and we found enlightenment. And we found, just that seeker mentality and a way to really want and get out of the matrix and get out of the rat race. And we did, in those days we were, I guess you would call us hippies. You know, we migrated all of us, all eight of us. We migrated from New York to Venice Beach, California.
Girl, yes, you were a hippie because the hippie lives and it's good.
Yeah.
But and
we opened a health food restaurant.
Oh, wow.
In Venice, on the beach in Venice, California.
Love it.
And
love it.
My mother thought I was crazy. She wanted to send me to a psychiatrist. She didn't get it. But my friends did. And so that brings me, it's like there's one thing that we say that really helps you architect your life. If you look at a square, there's four sides of a square. Okay. One is that you have to have like-minded peers. Very important, because like we were talking about, it's like, otherwise it is like pushing a boulder uphill. If you have like-minded peers, then they're going to acknowledge your wins. They're going to shoot it straight with you. You know, they're going to be your biggest cheerleaders. Okay, another side of the square is that you need mentors and teachers, because you need people who are going to see your blind spots. You need people who are going to ask you the right questions so that you can help to your own solutions, right? Then you also need action. You know, all of the information in the world isn't anything unless you take positive action. And so that's the third side of the square. And then the fourth side of the square is just continuous learning and information and just new knowledge, you know, new knowledge, new information, continuous learning. So when you have all four sides of those squares going, then you have the best opportunity for architecting your own life the way that you want it.
Okay.
And if you're missing any of those sides of the squares, then, you know, you could be setting yourself up for failure.
Absolutely. And if you don't plan, your plan will fail. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, let me ask you, who pours into you? You talked about continuous learning.
You know,
we don't know what we don't know. Every day we learn something new.
Yeah.
And again, I have to mention, you know, Venice Beach, I'm originally from LA. That was no better place than to learn everything and anything from roller skating to beating a drum to, you know, conscious awareness. It was a beautiful place. I don't know if you've been there lately.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot, you know.
Yeah, I have seen that it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
But it was really something.
It was
in those days. It was really something.
It was really something.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about who pours into you and who keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, so about 17 years ago, I met my current mentor. His name is Satyen Raja, and he is the founder of Accelerated Evolution and Warrior Sage Communities and Accelerated Evolution. And I wasn't at the time even looking for a mentor. Like I said, from the time I was 19, I was doing all sorts of different trainings and mentors and everything that was out there, I did. If you could think of it, I did it. And at that time, I was really into just kind of chilling and integrating. But I ended up meeting this gentleman when they're out of Canada, and he was doing his first Los Angeles intro to break into the California market. And my daughter took me, and I went for her. And I just saw something in this man that I said to myself, I have to work with him.
Hmm.
And so 17 years ago, I started working with him. And then after my first few workshops with him, I started staffing.
Oh, wow.
And volunteering. And I've been with him since. And he is my mentor. You know, he runs the Master Coach program, which I actually teach most of it, but he comes on and teaches part of it also. Mm-hmm. And he is a world-renowned coach that he only works with CEOs and really gets like really big bucks for working with people because he's so, so effective.
Mm-hmm. Again, a conscious awareness and looking to others. We don't know everything. What do you think about where we are in the world today? Now, we are conscious and all that, but it's still scary. We are at the lunar vortex. We are at the dial. You know, we're at the combination. We're about to open the safe to a whole new portal of life.
It's absolutely true. And the way that I see it, April, is that we need more leaders now than we did ever. Mm-hmm. We need more conscious people. We need more leaders. We need people who can help enlighten and awaken people. You know, it's time for people to just grow up, and show up. Show up fully as themselves, grow up and get out of their me mentality and, you know, smallness. It's time for people to just get into their greatness because we need more leaders and more conscious beings who can help navigate these difficult times.
Use the word conscious. Define that. Define what conscious and empower mean to you.
Okay. So if we are blaming if we are looking at others, it's like, it's his fault, it's my husband's fault, you know, it's my boss's fault, you know, it's the job's fault, I just can't be happy there. All of that stuff is victimhood, right?
Right.
And so empowerment is saying, I choose my life. And if for some reason the conditions aren't conducive for me to being happy in this job, I choose to find something else. You know, maybe it's not easy, but I won't tolerate having an unhappy life. I won't tolerate living a life that isn't in alignment with my true being, with my true purpose, with my happiness. It's like, so that's empowered. And conscious is just being able to pretty much live that empowered life, you know, see what's needed. Live from that place of empowerment instead of from that place of stuckness,
right,
or that place of patterned tendencies, or living from our subconscious. You know, conscious, there's conscious and there's subconscious. And so subconscious is driving us into all of the decisions that we made when we were 3 to 5 years old, when we were young. And we made all these decisions to cope with life. And it really was great for us in those days. But as we keep on re-choosing those decisions, whatever they might be for us, I'm not enough. Life is hard. Relationships are difficult. You know, all these decisions that we made to keep ourselves safe. And as we keep on subconsciously living there, it's time to wake up and to say, you know what? I deserve the life of my dreams, and I deserve it now. Not when I retire, you know?
Right. If you get to retirement, you know, I see people that work their entire lives to retire and they become disabled. They've never enjoyed life.
Exact heart breaks. Because they don't even know that something else is possible.
Well, you don't have that. And it can be caused by epigenetics. My grandmother was like that, you know, generational trauma, generational mindsets, limiting. So when you say conscious, I understand conscious, but to me, conscious is the awakening.
Awakening is the beginning of consciousness, but living from that. Living from your awakening, you know, living from it's like there's a spiritual awakening that we can have when we say, oh my gosh, life doesn't have to be this way. You know, oh my gosh, you know, oh my gosh, I really can have what I want. I don't know how.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to put one foot in front of the other yet and to get there. But I know it's possible and I deserve it.
You have to have the desire.
Absolutely. And so, you know, with coaching, the way Sachin always put it, my mentor, the way he always put it, is that you work with the people who are swimming towards you. Mm-hmm. You know, they always say that it's like in a rescue. It's like you go to the people who are swimming towards you. Because the people who are just back there floundering or don't know that you're even there.
Right.
They're not going to get to you.
They're not.
And so with coaching, I work with the people who are swimming towards me, who know that there's another way. They just need a guide. They just need another head. You know, two heads are better than one. You know, they just need another perspective. They just need some mentorship, some guidance.
They need love, Linda.
Yeah, they need love.
They need love.
And they need someone. It's like the way that we look at it, April, is like I said, I look at people that they're not broke. And so when people are pouring out their stuff to me, I still see them in their highest and their best.
Mm.
I still see them in their full potential. I see that there's no barriers in the way of them getting there. And so just that energy and that helping them see that for themselves is a big boon to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big boon when you have somebody on your side who sees that there's absolutely no reason for you not to get there, or for you not to live in your deepest truth, in your deepest potential, in your deepest dreams.
I see it in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sparkle and there's a twinkle in your eye that lets me, that validates and substantiates to me your giving spirit.
Yeah.
Your evolution.
And, I start getting emotional as I even talk about it, because watching people go from problems and challenges in their life and barriers and seeing them break through and get to the other side and have the life of their dreams in such a short amount of time, because our processes are fast, April.
Right.
They're fast.
Right. That's so important.
I work with people for 3 months, and in a 3 month time, they can get through things that have been plaguing them for years.
Wow.
Things
the
that they've been
talk
stuck.
Therapy. You know, I love psychologists. I don't need you to be emailing me. I get it, a psychiatrist. But I've got a girlfriend that has been in talk therapy for 12 years.
Right.
But she lived the trauma for 20. So now you're still stuck 32 years. And she says, oh, he's a great therapist. But has he helped you break through and, you know, and go on and to be able to edit and filter and shift?
Yeah, well, exactly. And there's great therapists and there's great coaches, and there's not so good therapists and there's not so good coaches.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so you find the one that helps you get results, and the results is where, you know, the, what do they say? The pavement meets the road.
Right, the rubber meets the road.
The rubber meets the road. You know,
well,
that's
I want to ask you
results.
This before we conclude, because this has been really, you know, this has been heavy duty, you know, peeling back the layers. But you refer to swimming in ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You love to scuba dive.
Yeah.
The world under, and I think that is another tool in your toolbox, because you've been able to see the world from under the sea. It's like people that have been able to see it from outer space. It's a whole different vibe there. There's different life. There's different breathing apparatus. There's different food.
Yeah.
There is, you know, century old wisdom and relics that are under there. What lights you up under the sea?
Oh, gosh. You know, it just really feels like my happy place. You ask, like, who pours into me? Well, my mentor pours into me, but being under the sea pours into me like nothing else. It's like the whole feeling of buoyancy.
Mm.
I can only imagine that it feels like being in the womb, you know, that feeling of buoyancy. And I only dive in tropical places. And so the water's 80 degrees or more.
<You
know? laughs> And the fish are just unbelievable. And the coral are colorful and unbelievable. And it's like, to me, it's just the most incredible experience that life has to offer. And I go as often as I can. You know, I vacation probably about 5 times a year in beautiful tropical places and go scuba diving. And it's really, it feeds my soul.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that you are full. Please
yeah.
tell my brains, Linda, how to get in contact with you, you know, to do some deep introspective work, maybe just to have a consultation to see if they're ready. Because brains, okay, I'm gonna tell you, sometimes you're not ready. Have you ever taken the cake out the oven and stuck a toothpick in there and it was still raw in the middle? Sometimes you gotta bake it. You gotta get it right. And you have to be ready to evolve to that level. That's not a bad thing. It's a process, you know? So tell my brains a little bit about how to get in contact with you and the ideal client to work with at this particular point.
So I just put this in the chat.
Okay.
My email is linda@warriorsage.com. Okay, and you can definitely hit me up there. I will offer any one of the people from your podcast a free discovery session, a complimentary
Wow.
discovery session.
Wow.
If they mention this podcast, I'll give them a complimentary discovery session.
Wow.
And it's a no obligation thing. We can see what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at people's goals. We're going to take a look at any barriers, and we're going to make progress just in that one session. And from there, we're going to see if we're a match and if we really want to continue working together.
Absolutely.
Simple as that. And basically, my ideal client, I really work with people who I work with people on relationships. That's one of my niches. So I'm really good with relationship coaching, whether you're in a relationship now or you're not. I work with couples. I work with people who are looking for their next favorite partner, for their soulmate. And also people who are I love to work with people in transition who are wanting to leave their 9-to-5 job and find what really their soul purpose is. Branch out into the self-employment world. I work with coaches, and of course our academy teaches wannabe coaches or people who already are coaches, and it teaches them all of these processes that we use. And so a lot of people who are already coaches or doctors or nurses or in the health field come take the accelerated evolution coaching training and learn these processes so that they can use it either on themselves, their family, or get paid and use it professionally out in the world. And so you can talk to me about that also, and I'll tell you more about becoming a coach.
Well, you know what? You're coaching, but you got to be a part of a team, brains, and there's no I in team. You are not alone. Everybody's feeling the feels right now. Everybody is walking a tightrope. Even if we are conscious, we want to stay focused, we want to stay conscious, we want to stay aware because we're going to a different place. Now, whether you want to get, online and get in board on board, or you want to sit here and stay stuck, you're going to be moved. COVID taught us, if nothing else, that all of us were going to be moved. We had to be silent for almost 2 years, but now we're on a different plane. We're going towards 5G. We're in the age of Aquarius. It's a different frequency. My mentor was telling me, April, everybody's not on the same bandwidth, and it's okay. We've got to meet people where they are. But my goal, and I believe Linda's goal as well, is to take you to a higher place, to take you through the challenges. It is what it is, and it can be a great thing here on the edge. So I want to thank you so much. This has been great. This has been very enlightening for me. I'm so glad that you're close to me. I would love to meet with you for coffee and just really kind of, do some deep dive. Brains, I want you to go in, take advantage of this greatness. Take advantage of this woman that has been studying since she was 19 years old. And look at where she is. Look at her eyes. No, really, you can really, the eyes are the window to the soul. And so I really want you to take advantage of this. This is why I seek out the best and the brightest all over the world to elevate you, to let you know that there is something better out there. Thank you so much, Linda Robinson. Come back and see me.
Thank you, April. It's been a delight.
All right. Brains, be gentle with yourself, okay?